the Commons, a podcast featuring researchers, innovators, artists, entrepreneurs, and community builders who are improving the human condition in your own backyard and around the globe. I'm your host, Tom Osha. Welcome to the Commons. I'm Tom Ocean. We are back at AURP 2021, the international conference being held in Salt Lake City, Utah. My guest right now is Laura Ferrerix. She is the executive director of the University of Illinois Research Park. Laura, welcome to the Commons.
Great to be here, Tom, in Salt Lake City at the Association of University Research Parks Conference, talking about innovation and research parks and how they're making a difference on our campuses and in our communities.
Well, so it shows, I think, this nature of interacting with our peers. This is one of the first economic development conferences in the COVID era, I guess I will call it, and I think it's close to record attendance, right?
We're really happy as a board member of the attendance, seeing people again from across the country in particular and hearing about what's going on in the different states and the different cities. It's really revitalized my encouragement of doing more and being able to see best practices from others as well. So glad to see people in person, glad to be able to hear all the growth and building that's still going on even amongst the pandemic.
So there's continued evolution in districts all around the country. Yours is no different. So start me out by talking a little bit about the University of Illinois Research Park. One of the things I've always admired about what you've done there is really how it is very student-centered. Take us through that.
Sure. So the University of Illinois Research Park started about 20 years ago, and it had a vision of taking agriculture land that was adjacent to the core campus and turning it into a location where established businesses could locate, startup companies could be fostered, and some aligned university activities. It now has 120 companies. That's a mix of large corporations, 30-plus global companies with innovation centers, startup companies that are in the incubator or grow beyond that, and we have 2,200 employees across the 18 buildings. Now, of that population, 800 students work at any given time for the companies, and that's something that really started back to that early history. I credit Caterpillar with that, generally, as coming up with the first model of how to engage our engineering students from freshman year through graduate school and working year-round at their location on campus to be able to have an apprentice-like program that would build capacity within the corporation. Now, that's been emulated by many other companies since then, and it's actually morphed into different things depending on the industry and depending on the needs of companies to be more innovation-focused now as well, where students really are doing the inventions on behalf of companies. They're creating new patents. They're creating new capabilities in terms of digital transformation that are making a real impact on a variety of industries. So using students it's an interesting, different type of workforce. They're nimble in that they can work part-time, and they're less expensive than other tech workers, but they're also really important for the future tech talent pipeline that many corporations see as vital to their future. So it's been great to watch, and I think we're doing it at a scale that you don't see in other locations in the U.S. And back to that original development of land, it's really possible because we're on campus, because the students can walk, bus, bike to their jobs during the week of school. That's a different kind of model than if it were remote.
So it's also an incredible differentiation for you, right? The talent is the magnet that brings these companies to Champaign-Urbana rather than having them in Chicago or somewhere else.
Right, and our university is one of the largest public universities in the country. We have record enrollment. We're now at about 56,000 students. So it is a large place. And the Urbana campus has long been known as one of the best engineering schools in the country. And we have around 13,000 engineering students. So just the scale of that and the opportunity to have scale and excellence for companies to be able to access those students in areas like computer science and computer engineering and informatics that are so highly desirable for them right now and important for them to be able to fill capacity. So those students might not have been the normal workforce that they would have gone to, but the imperative to find tech talent is just getting more and more voracious as we talk to companies.
Well, I remember when you and I walked through the research park, seeing the Fortune 500 names on those buildings who have brought innovation centers there. Now let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum. I know one of your other jobs is as the executive director of Enterprise Works, right? That is your incubator that grows new companies coming out of the university. Describe that a bit.
Well, thanks again for visiting, Tom. It was great to have you, and I know we're on a whirlwind tour through campus in the research park, but as I indicated, you know, the startups are part of our research park's history. It was in the beginning something that the campus saw as important to take the commercialization of research and give it a home where startup companies could easily be formed by faculty and students. So the building itself is 43,000 square feet, and it has laboratory suites as well as offices and a lot of common area for programming. We are planning a new building that will double the size of that capacity because it's always been full. Those startup companies are mostly taking research and bringing it to the market with a lot of entrepreneurial resources to assist them. But we also want to be able to retain more of those companies beyond the earliest stages to a growth stage. These companies are still often pretty precarious in years 3 to 7, and they're not credit tenants. So trying to figure out how do we, especially those that need laboratory space, find a way that we can support them and retain them in the state of Illinois and in our community. And so this new project we're working on is an exciting growth opportunity for us within the research park.
Is that part of the, I know you're going into the next phase of development of your park. Is that part of it, expanding not only for these growth companies, but for others as well?
So we're really looking at a mix of a few different strategies all going on at once. That is one of the elements, and that is a project that has state capital going into it to make it possible, because really, but for that state funding, it wouldn't be viable the way that we've been contemplating it for years. Another part is going to be privately developed and just finished an RFP process, and that's going to create more of a lifestyle component of the research park. So what we've heard from the companies is we don't want it to be simply an office park. We want to keep it more vibrant, and we want to see that density developed also with people. You can't have more restaurants if you don't have more residents, and so there's intermixing of those two things to make success. So what we're looking at is really professional housing, different than student housing that's been abundant and developed very quickly over the last few years. But what we haven't seen is catering to the professionals that either work in the research park or work on campus or graduate students that have usually been served by properties that are at the fringe of the community for rentals. So we're trying to create a more upscale kind of environment. It'll be a mix of townhouses and apartments and have elements like a dog park and other fun amenities that are part of the community, pool, clubhouse, things like that. That I think will really be a nice growth area for us in the future of the research park. We're also looking at some other buildings that will be in some of the former ag property as well that include a university composition. So a variety of things happening at once that I hope will create quite a bit more density in our few years to come.
So you also have an advantage in one of the country's largest cities is just not that far up the road. Describe how that helps you achieve scale for companies that may start and grow in Urbana-Champaign and then have the opportunity to have additional relationships in one of the major markets.
So our relationship with Chicago has always been important for many of the companies. They dually have a presence in Chicago and in Champaign. For our startup companies, what we see is that management talent is one of their biggest challenges, and of course everybody needs to raise capital. In Chicago, there's been a lot of growth of venture in the last decade, especially being able to get early stage funding. It occurs sometimes within Champaign-Urbana and we have resources, but generally they need partners and co-investors, and Chicago's often the place to go to find that. It's also a place where they can find management talent that might have an office there, and the R&D or the engineering team resides in Champaign, and that works pretty well together. We also work with our innovation collaborators there that have other incubators and that have other types of expertise, other accelerator programs that can go deeper than we could on any individual topic. So it is great to be able to have relationships. The state of Illinois is really trying to connect communities more with its Illinois Innovation Network, which includes hubs across the state, including ours and within Chicago, and then building up Discovery Partners Institute, which is a new initiative they're building in Chicago with the University of Illinois.
And additionally, you have other resources like the National Supercomputing Center, other magnets that sit on your campus?
So I mentioned a history of computing on our campus that's long and deep of what we've been able to do in expertise in areas like supercomputing. That is the center, the National Center for Supercomputing Applications, where Mark Andreessen created the first graphical web browser. So Netscape had its origins right on our campus. And those supercomputers are located just across the street from the research park. Many of our corporations have fiber connecting them to using those computing resources, but also just the intellectual capacity of the teams that are there to help think about how computing can advance different industries. Of course, we have faculty across campus in other areas highly aligned with data sciences, artificial intelligence, machine learning that are very important to industry right now.
So you've been at this for quite some time, economic development, running a research park. What's been the biggest surprise that you've seen in the last decade that maybe you didn't see coming?
I think for us, one of the most exciting areas is the peer relationships between the companies. So everybody's excited about bringing new corporations and having them interact with the campus, with our faculty, with our students, with our departments, but perhaps underappreciated the importance of the relationship in the companies amongst themselves. So the corporations really thinking new ways to do innovation, new ways to create new technologies around cloud or AI or emerging areas. And to be able to do that and have a peer community where they can talk about operationally how they're doing that, how they're hiring, what technologies they're using, that has been one of the more rewarding things to see companies, even if they're competitors, really emerging together and being stronger as a result of the location they're in at the research park.
Is that something that happens organically, or do you have to kind of mediate and shepherd that?
We do a lot of activities in programming. And so for this industry, I think it's important to know it's not just building the buildings. It takes a lot of staff time. It takes a lot of planning and creativity to create those collisions between companies very intentionally. And then also having the social opportunities where they befriend one another and really feel connected in the community that you've built. So we have events every day. Of course, during the pandemic, we had to switch to virtual. In some cases, they got stronger in a virtual environment because they were more frequent. We had weekly site director calls with the corporations, and they would do case studies and sharing with each other. We had deans of the different colleges on campus coming and talking to them about research that was happening. So it was different. It was a challenge to be able to deliver our content in new ways, but they also want to get back together again. And so having events where we can still bring people to see each other and to learn amongst one another. And we're doing both right now.
Now, if I remember right, you're kind of two-hatted in that you have an appointment to the university and you run the research park. Does that give you an advantage into the university?
I think it's important that the research park exists as a separate company of the Board of Trustees in a governance capacity, but we still have reporting into the Vice Chancellor for Research, and I do wear a couple of hats. I think it's important from corporate relations perspective that we're serving companies more holistically across the campus, whether they need help with career services or research agreements or working with student organizations. We have a very engaged community of people on the campus that are willing to help. And our senior leadership, from the chancellor to the vice chancellor for research, are very engaged and excited about our research park. And so I think those connections to campus are important. The economic development piece also matters, though, in our connectivity between different areas of the region. And you talked about our relationship with Chicago, but it's also amongst our central Illinois institutions. How do we work with our community colleges? How do we work with our other peer universities and corporations that are in our part of the state? So I think it's important that we don't just self-servingly work on the research park, but we're really part of the greater needs of the state of Illinois and having the opportunity to engage with many of the different assets.
Well, it's a tremendous model. It's one that is unique in the breadth and depth of which you do it. I've long admired your role in what you do for AURP, your park, and what it does not only for Champaign, for Chicago, and for the entire state of Illinois. I'll end with one personal question. What is one thing that might surprise listeners that they might not know about you?
Oh, gosh. Talking about myself is harder than the research park, Tom, but thank you for the kind words. I started working in advertising. So people say that you have whatever background you bring to a research park and you make it work. There was no degree for this in college. But I started working on Green Giant and Pillsbury and U.S. Army and Allstate. And what I say about having a background in advertising is that it's about storytelling and it's about communications. And a lot of what we do in this industry is being able to share a vision and to be able to tell your stories of why your companies have a strong value proposition by locating on your campus. So use your communications, have a little fun with it, and tout your successes.
What a great answer and great storyteller. Thank you for telling your story with us today. My guest has been Laura Ferrerix of the University of Illinois Research Park on the Commons. I'm Tom Osha.
The Commons is a production of Wexford Science and Technology, LLC. Views and opinions expressed are solely those of the host and guest. To view additional material about today's episode, submit questions or story ideas, or learn more about Wexford Science and Technology, please visit www.wexfordscitech.com/the Commons. I'm your host, Tom Osha. Thanks for listening.